If you think that Australian politics can be confrontational, then the politics of the Vatican, well, it can be absolutely brutal. 300 Catholic bishops are concluding a three-week synod focusing on Catholic teaching and family life. Reformers want more inclusive language about gay people, for instance, and most crucially, the right of divorced Catholics to receive communion. As at this synod, there have been extraordinary leaks, including a letter by disgruntled conservative cardinals, including Australia's George Pell, I believe, arguing the synod is being rigged to favour liberal outcomes. Andrew West from the Religion and Ethics Report here on RN is speaking with Joshua McAwee, Vatican correspondent from the US-based National Catholic Reporter.
Well, there's been a lot of intrigue here, particularly in the last week. So the Pope has called this synod. It's a worldwide meeting of Catholic bishops. It's the second in 2 years to focus on issues of family life. We're now in the third week. And during the second week, it came to light that a group of 13 cardinals, 13 of the highest members of the church hierarchy, had written a private letter to Francis expressing concerns that the synod seemed like it was predetermined. Like there were certain issues, like the church's stance towards divorced and remarried persons and how it treats gay people, that the Pope or the synod was predetermined on. And it was quite extraordinary because the letter was made public in full on an Italian journalist's website, along with the list of the 13 cardinals who had said to have been signed it. And then there was a lot of intrigue about, well, whether or not this cardinal or that cardinal actually signed the letter.
Well, what are these cardinals, the 13 signatories to which you referred, although I noticed that four of the 13 refused to confirm they were signatories, but what are they unhappy about?
Well, there was an allegation that the synod was predetermined in its result. And one of the things that's happened at this synod is the Pope and the people running the event have changed how it runs. In the past, these synods, these worldwide meetings of bishops, were really quite boring affairs. Bishops would come from all around the world and then just speak from a text for 5 or 10 minutes without really speaking to one another. And now they've broken it up so that the bishops are speaking in open session, but also having small group discussions to try and come to some sort of consensus on some of the issues. And some of the bishops have been really upset with that change in the process, and they think that the small groups could be used inappropriately to kind of push certain agendas. But of course, the Pope and, as you said, Cardinal Wuerl have really struck back against this, saying the whole point of the thing was to allow bishops to speak to one another and to say more of what they want to say than they can ever say in a short 3-minute speech to the whole group.
Now, as you mentioned, and as we reported last week, there was that letter signed by 13 conservative cardinals. What can you tell us, though, about what we read as a new push, whether it's by the cardinals or not, to get conservative prelates to boycott this synod?
Well, there was an online petition asking that if certain issues came up for discussion, particularly if issues of doctrine came up for discussion, that the certain bishops would walk out of the meeting. But that petition was an online petition. It only gathered about 2,000 signatures. And there was an interview with Cardinal Pell where he kind of strongly said that they wouldn't consider that option. So it just seemed that that was something kind of on the fringes.
But did it get any traction at all, even among a fringe of bishops who may simply be discontent with the entire agenda of Pope Francis?
Well, I think that the bigger issue was the fact that these cardinals were speaking so bluntly to the Pope about something the Pope has clearly wanted to do, something he called for the Universal Church. It's been two meetings, two synods back to back, involving 2.5, 3 years of preparation of really Catholics around the world. They sent out a questionnaire asking for people's views. And so for these 13 cardinals to then kind of poo-poo the whole process, I think is a really big sign. My interview with Cardinal Wuerl, he was very quick to say that this does not seem like a fair analysis of the process. He's 74 years old, and he's been part of 7 synods spanning decades. And he said, look, this is probably the most consensus-building synod I've ever been a part of. And this process of discussion was really aimed at trying to get things to a point where we can all say we agree on something. And so it's quite extraordinary that we're seeing this open disagreement at the highest levels of the church.
Joshua McAwee is Vatican correspondent, the US-based National Catholic Reporter, speaking there with Andrew Weston. You can hear more from them on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.